Hello, my lovely sweets. Welcome back to the Sweet and Sour podcast, a home for teenagers and young adults to learn, grow, share, and have fun while keeping it real. My name is Abdulmuni Hikmat, and it is a new week. I hope you really had fun during your weekends. I hope you enjoyed your weekends because I had fun. I watched a lot of movies and it was really cool. So in today's episode, I'm going to be teaching you what I learned through the weekend. And what I learned through the weekend was how to recover lost years. I actually learned this through a radio station. I listen to radio stations a lot. So let's get right into this episode, shall we? So I'm going to be very quick about this. I'm going to make it very short and precise. So I feel like we have gotten to a point in our lives, especially now, most of us, we're a young adult, where you kind of like wished you had done some things in your earlier years. And you're like, where did this time go? Because now you see people, everybody online, you see different people, and then at the age of 19, they already achieved so much. At the age of 18, they already achieved so much. And you're just like, at the age of 18, what was I doing? Like, what did I do? Why did I waste these years? Well, yeah, those years have been lost. But I'm glad to tell you that there are things you can do to recover these years. So the first thing of what you can do to recover your lost years is to change your mindset. Change that mindset that you are too old to do something. No matter the age you are, be it 18, be it 20, be it 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, change your mindset that you can still do what you want to do. Because I feel like most of us, when we get to a certain age, we kind of feel like it is a taboo or it is unheard of for someone at this age to be doing something like this. If it's your goal, if it's something you want to do, then you can still do it as far as you still put your mind to it. The first thing for you to do is to change your mindset that you can still do this thing, irrespective of the age you are at now. Even if an 18-year-old person is achieving what you want to achieve at the age of 40, that does not mean you will not achieve it, and that doesn't mean you will not even achieve it better than the way the 18-year-old person had achieved what they achieved. So the first thing for you to do is to change your mindset. The next thing for you to do is to look for or look at the top 10 people that actually have influence in your life, that actually, you know, have an influence in your life. I'm not saying whether a good or a bad influence now, just people that influence you daily, weekly in your life. Look at them and write out the names of these people. Then now you can now sort these people into two groups, people that affect you positively and people that influence you negatively. Now, if in this circle of people, you are like the smartest, you are like the best, I'm telling you, you have not found the right circle to influence you. You've not found the right people, because in whatever circle you may be, you shouldn't be the smartest. Why? Because once you're the smartest, you feel like there's no need for you to push forward. There's no competition. There's no need for you to, like, there's no strive for you to work harder. But if you're in a group whereby everybody is working hard to become the best person of themselves, you don't feel like the smartest person. Even no one can figure out who the smartest person is, because today, this person can be the smartest person, tomorrow, the next, and that person can take the lead. Then in that kind of group, you know, there's always people and that person pushing another person to do what they want to do. So you have to change your circle of influence. If you're the smartest person in your circle of influence, I believe you should strongly change that circle of influence. Because at the end of the day, once you have people that would influence you to keep moving forward, someone that you can go to for advice, you don't feel too full of yourself, you have someone that you go to for this and that, it is another way for you to recover your lost years. Now, many at times we have like so many contacts, but how well do we, you know, use these contacts to our own advantage? Not everybody on our contacts can give us money when we need them, but we have people on our contact list whereby they can give us what we need. If it's not necessarily something material, we have people who can advise us. We have people who can, you know, connect us. We have people who can direct us, but we don't make the most out of our contact. Now, I beg of you, look at your contact list and Separate people that can be useful to your life and people who don't add value to your life. Now, these people that can be useful to your life, everybody cannot give you money. In fact, I feel like it is hard for you to find people who want to give you material things. People who want to give you fish, not teach you how to catch the fish. Do you understand? So now, look for people that will teach you how to catch the fish, people that will give you the advice that you need, people that will give you everything that you need to become that person you want to be, to recover those lost tears that you want to recover, and be in frequent contact with these people. Keep asking questions, keep talking to these people, and people who don't add value to your life, just keep them one side. And if necessary, if they are the kind of people who give you a negative energy, block them, delete their number. They are adding no value to your life. Instead, they are devaluing your life. So stick with people that add values to your life, because it will really help you be focused and to help. Lastly, I feel like it is high time we sit down and have mental intercourse, because we've been so fixated on sexual intercourse that we pay little attention to our mental intercourse, we pay little attention to our mental health, we pay little attention to what we truly want. Because in most cases, we don't know what we want. We are also like thinking about what others think, and we're just not knowing the point of who we are, who we are supposed to be. So it is really high time we sit down and think of what we want, because it's always said that once you know the problem, you already got half of the solution. So you have to sit down and think of that thing you want to recover, what you want to recover, what you have lost. You have to even know what you have lost before you can even think of recovering whatever you want to recover. And let me just chip in this, that follow people who add value to your life. I know I've said that before, but this time I'm talking about on social media. When you're following people on social media, follow people who add value to your life. Follow people who have gone through what you're going through now and have become successful at it. People who you want to be like. People who have done what you want to do. Because believe me, there's nothing that you want to do now that is new. People have done it before. You'll not be the first person. You're not the first person to do it, rather. You'll not be the second person to do it, and you'll not be the last person to do it. And the good thing is that people have succeeded in that thing. You're not the first person. So just follow these people and watch their step by step. And then, as time goes on, if you are being very consistent about it, if you are ready to take action, because we listen to so many things, we read so many books, but it is really hard for us to take action about all of these things. I hope that you enjoyed what you listened to, and most importantly, I hope that at the end of the day, after listening to this, you will not just drop your earpiece and go to sleep. I hope that you'll be able to take action and recover those years that you have truly lost. Please don't forget to share this episode and subscribe if you're using Google Podcast or Apple Podcast or Spotify to listen to this episode or to listen to this podcast in general. And also share this podcast episodes. Follow us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Pod. Follow us on Facebook / join our Facebook group at Sweet and Sour Podcast. My name will continue to remain Abdumumuni Hikmat. Don't forget that sweet and sour, our life remain ours. Until I come your way again, don't let anybody refrain you from having a lovely week. Goodbye.